Task 3. There are two parts to the podcast. In the first part, Joan Poon will talk with her colleague Edwin about food trends. In the second part, she will interview Mary McCarthy, an expert in the food industry. Listen to the podcast and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hello everyone, I'm Joan Poon. Welcome to Good Health, Good Taste. You can download the podcast on our website, www.foodsense.com. Today's podcast is divided into two parts. The first one is talking with my colleague Edwin, who has done some homework on food trends. The next part is an interview with Mary McCarthy. Hello Edwin, welcome to Good Health, Good Taste.
Hi Joan, glad to be on your podcast.
Edwin, we're going to talk about food trends, and I know you've done some homework on it.
Yes, I've talked to various chefs, food industry experts, and influential foodies in the last 2 months, and our conversation was mainly about food trends in the next decade. That means food trends that will last for a while.
Interesting. So, what are the trends?
Well, different experts have different predictions, but there are three common trends that many of them have mentioned. The first one is on farming methods. Many predict that in the next 10 years, food growing methods will focus on improving soil health and fighting climate change.
Sorry, Edwin. I understand that food growing methods can affect soil health. For example, intensive farming lowers soil nutrients. So, changes to food growing methods could improve soil health. But growing foods that help fight climate change, that sounds very strange.
Well, it may sound far-fetched, but it is indeed a focus. A lot of research is now on how certain food growing methods can make plants store more carbon dioxide in their root system.
I see.
The second food trend, or food production trend, is different plant-based proteins.
Different plant-based proteins.
Yes. At the moment, the main one is soybeans, but the food industry is looking at using different plant-based proteins, like mushrooms, green peas, almonds, or chickpeas.
But why? I think soybean is the best plant-based protein.
One reason is that people want to add more varieties and flavours. I think it's a great idea to look at other options. Different foods have different flavours. It's always a good thing to have more varieties and flavours.
That's true.
The third trend is about making food for personal needs.
Food for personal needs. Can you explain a bit more?
Yes. This trend is about the food industry creating meals that suit different health and religious needs. People with certain health conditions need to be on specific diets. So with this trend picking up steam, there will be meals created for people with, say, heart health issues, kidney diseases, diabetes, and so on. It's like food for people to lose weight. Now the trend expands to people with health problems. It's a big market. The same goes for people with religious needs.
Yes, I think it's a great idea to give people more choice and convenience. Thanks very much for talking to us, Edwin.
My pleasure.
Now, let's have a short break. After the break, the next part of the podcast is an interview with Mary McCarthy. Hello, Mrs. McCarthy. Welcome to our podcast, Good Health, Good Taste.
Hello, Joan.
Mrs. McCarthy, have you always worked in the food industry?
Yes, I trained to become a chef and I worked as one for 10 years. It was a great 10 years. I had a great team of colleagues.
So why did you leave then? I know that after your chef years, you went to work in a public hospital.
I left because I wanted to gain more experience in other areas in the food industry.
And why choose to work in a public hospital?
Well, it was a simple story. I was ill and stayed in a public hospital for a few days. I discovered that the food there was, the taste, was rather horrible. I thought there were many ways to make healthy food tasty. So I applied for a job as a menu designer in a public hospital. Designing menus for patients was challenging. I've learned a lot from doctors, nutritionists, and patient support groups. The knowledge and experience I gained there have become very useful for my job now.
Please tell our audience about your present job.
Well, I am a food trend consultant.
A food consultant?
No, Joan, food trend consultant.
So, what does a food trend consultant do?
My job includes analysing consumer tastes and forecasting what new food to make.
Where do you get the data about consumer tastes?
From supermarkets, social media, restaurant shopping lists, surveys and studies. It's very interesting to analyse the data and learn about people's changing tastes.
And you get to decide what we are going to eat in the future.
Well, I give suggestions to food companies on what food to make.
Do you give suggestions to restaurants as well?
Some big food companies also own restaurants, but I don't have any individuals or chain restaurants as clients.
What is the most satisfying part of your job?
The most satisfying part is to know what I do has a positive effect on business and, more importantly, people's health. You know, it's an amazing feeling to see the food I suggested making is good for business and good for people's health.
And what is the most difficult part of your job? Analysing the data?
No, not really. The AI will do all that. The hardest part is to decide what trends will last. When predicting trends and making suggestions, you don't want them to be short-lived or last only a year, because making a new food for the market is very expensive. So deciding what long-term trends are is the most difficult part. You don't want to get the trends wrong. That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.